Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello there.
We're walking, aren't we?
Yeah, we're having,
Last week we were sitting. This week we're walking. But it's me who, I'm the day after Brighton and I didn't want to do any running.
Yeah, that's right.
You ran here, didn't you?
I ran over here, yeah.
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 If you can run slow enough for me to walk, you can run if you like.
No, it's all good. It's all good. We'll have a
So what does that mean? Where are you at? How's your shoulder? What's the story? Just before we started recording, I saw you rotating it slightly, which is obviously a concern, but also a good development since last week.
Yeah, well, it's weird. I mean, I veer between bullishness and being utterly depressed with it. It's sort of... Thursday, Friday, I was just like, I'm just going to do it. And I'm just doing this. No matter what happens, I'm doing it. If I've got to walk it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And movement seems to have got better since then. But in one respect, it's just not getting better at all. I've got this weird sort of bump thing on my shoulder. It's still heavy bruising.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got this bump thing on my shoulder that just doesn't seem to be getting better at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hurting as the days go on. It's also right there. It's the thing that I'm sure I talked about last week. It's right on the strap of the rucksack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I haven't tried a rucksack with weight yet.
Have you tried the empty rucksack?
I've tried the empty rucksack. That didn't feel too bad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there's nothing on it.
No.
So, you know, it's sort of that thing of...
In a way, I think there's a certain kind of positive to this. The fact that you're in, like we were saying last time, that and you were saying this holding pattern that you have to... All the time you've not decided whether you're doing it or not, you're doing it. You know, you move closer.
Yeah.
And also that's part of a story that already existed, i.e. you're committed, you spend the money, you've done the training.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So there's something kind of... There is an upside to that. As you vacillate both emotionally and... don't know what the right thing to do is, you're still moving towards it. You're still moving forward.
Yeah, there is that. And I'm sort of trying to do the rucksack lay today and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then it's sort of like, obviously you ask people advice on Facebook and stuff and some people are more bullish than others. And you know, often people haven't done any running at all in their lives.
Yeah.
They tend to be the most bullish.
Yeah, and
just
also...
Just do it!
It is the internet, so, you know...
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
You're basically finding the entire span
and they're all good intentions. Some people say, you know, try and find a decent rucksack, or a different rucksack, and that makes a bit of sense. And there's all sorts of stuff going on. Some people say just do Tramadol. You know, do you know what I mean? It's all
Trammies.
There. It's all there. Just do a week of trammies in the desert.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, some people say just go, and if you've got to pull out after 2 days, it's fine, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It sort of wouldn't be fine, though. It would be really... And it would also feel a bit dishonest to turn up thinking that I'm likely to pull out after a day.
Just
for the book. Do you know what I mean? I'm not. It doesn't really feel right, that. It doesn't feel honest.
Apart from anything else, it's a funny old thing, but I think you can say more about this than me, but I think you would be, obviously it's true in life, but maybe it's particularly true in this situation, is you might be less cognizant of what that would be like if you hadn't had your Race of the Stones experience.
Yeah. It's sort of, well, it's weird. I was thinking about that on the way over it, because like Race of the Stones, I hadn't done the prep.
Yeah. But you did. You were like, well, I mean, you were open-minded. You're like, we'll see. But hopefully, I can just do it. You know.
Yeah.
You believed in that.
Sort of ignorance.
As you turned up.
Yeah. There was an ignorance to it. There's a joy in the ignorance.
Yeah, a naivety, which is always useful in running.
Setting off at 10 kilometres an hour and just sort of blathering on.
Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean?
But maybe with your, and also because of the kind of physical machine you are, if you'd done that when you were like 25.
Yeah. It might have worked. Yeah, totes. But it's that thing of, you know, if it's got a weakness that, you know, Marathon de Sable is going to find it.
Yeah.
It feels a bit, I don't know, it might not feel in my nature to turn up with an obvious weakness.
Yeah.
But I don't know. At some point, I'm going to have to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sort of, it's very depressing to think of not doing it. But it's pretty depressing
and
to think of turning
really
up for
close.
A week and being in agony.
I've
got myself in 2 days.
You're getting on the plane in 2 days. Yeah.
I've got to go in 2 days.
Yeah. But just think of me, you know, if you do it, what am I going to do for material next week?
Yeah.
It's really tough, you know. Tough times for Deering.
It is tough times. But, you know, it hurts to put my contacts in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, that arm movement hurts.
You won't have to wear them in the desert.
No, you're right.
I've made an excellent point there.
But, and that run over there, now it just feels it just feels numb and weird. Like there's sort of movement going on in my arm.
Well, you've hurt it pretty badly.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it.
I did a Feldenkrais thing with a mate who was like going through it. And he just said don't do it. He just said you're going to damage your shoulder.
Yeah, but you don't want to do permanent damage.
No,
but I'll tell you what. I think this is genuinely relevant, although it's only as a allegory, a corollary, if you will. It's just a little thing. But I have got quite a bad. It might be a blister, might be a verruca. It acts like a blister, but it seems more permanent.
Yeah.
On my left foot, like under the ball of my foot towards the front.
Yeah.
And as I came in towards the Brighton Marathon at the end of last week, I was just thinking, I need to be honest with myself about how this... It hurts me to stand up and walk around all the time.
Yeah.
And I need to be honest about how it's not imaginary. I was having my Maranoia pains.
Yes,
but
Basically,
it's a... You know, I damaged it training with dirty after doing ultra training in normal shoes.
Right.
Carrying on. It's a bit like potential sand injuries. It was like dry mud in my shoe.
Yeah.
Has rubbed my foot. And by the end of last week, I was like, I can't. This is a lot of pain here.
Right.
And it's not going away.
Yeah.
But the reason I mentioned that, because it was quite a thing going into Brighton. I was trying to ignore it and take it seriously at the same time. And then, of course, it hurt all the way around. It hurts now. But it's interesting to note that I was sort of laughing at myself towards the end of the marathon, thinking, it's not even the beginning of what the problem is in this run. You know what I mean? Because it's down there at the end of my foot. It's the running and carrying on for ages and ages that's the real issue.
That
might be, you know, there might be something in that. You might actually have you might go and think, well, this is hard, but my shoulder's the least of my worries, which could be a good thing. Do you know what I mean? It could just to reframe the challenge of the experience.
Yeah.
Now, do you mind if I stay on here? I've got
no.
Go shoes.
For it. Yeah, go for it. So, tell me about Brighton then.
Well, this is nice because we're walking. We have got some, you know, we've got to keep up the running commentary contact. So, I did record myself out there.
Nice.
Although I got myself before the start, I gave it the old gold, silver, bronze. Well, I am at the start line of the Brighton Marathon, and it's very busy. A lot of people here. Phone signals crashed. It's been dramatic this morning, but only in fussy, boring ways, which I'm surely telling Paul about. But anyway, my gold, silver, bronze for today on this sunny, windy day in Brighton. Gold. I'd like to get around in 3 hours and 55 minutes, running a good, steady pace. I'd allow for it to fade a bit, but I want to run all the way, run steady, come in with some little thing left in the tank. Okay, that's gold. Silver, I get round in under 4 hours.
and by any means necessary. And bronze, I get round. It might not be pretty, and it might not be fast, but I just finished the Brighton Marathon. That's my gold, silver, bronze. But as you know, if you've been following my work, 3:55, it wouldn't be my fastest marathon. So it's all about trying to pace it really well and recognising it on this road, training road to the Race of the King. So that is the plan. I will report to you from the course if I can.
So I'll just be repeating myself here. But it's interesting because I think my gold, silver, bronze was a bit off.
Right.
And we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Because I said gold, beautifully paced, 3:55.
Yeah.
Silver, whatever it is,
yeah.
3:59.
Right.
Bronze, get round, over four.
Right. It's quite a short window, isn't it?
That's right. It's a very narrow window. And I don't think any of those times really matter, really. I had quite a nice moment going into... on Saturday, I was already in Brighton, so I went and did gigs on Friday and Saturday, and that was lovely.
Yeah, nice.
And on Saturday, I started thinking about working out what my training plan was going to be towards Race to the King.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's all you need to worry about. I was like, yeah, but putting it, the marathon right now in the context
in
of
the context
that,
of
really
the training block, yeah.
And I looked at the training for the next, from the threshold ones that they give you, which are really good, they've got all different ones, and I really found... I found the ultra training block more relatable than any ultra training
They give you training schedules for the
threshold. They're on the website for you use as you see fit. And there's different ones. There's like 50K for beginners, 50K for intermediates, 50K for fit people, 100K and so on. You know, so there's ones. And they're also quite clear. They're nicely done. They're really designed to fit around your life. You know what I mean? To take as guidance and so on. And also... more cheekily, they're in 16-week blocks, so they're all in 4-week chunks.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I was looking at like basically helicoptering myself in between the second and third blocks.
Yeah.
But I looked at it and thought, I can do this. This is going to fit in my life. This is like the training I'd be doing anyway. You know.
Nice. Yeah.
Which, as you know, I'm not really. I could take a jazzy attitude to training, and I don't really want it to be too kind of structured or mathsy or intervalsy or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Plus, I don't do my long runs on Sundays. Lots of little details like that. Anyway, it seemed much more appropriate and a really good thing to be thinking about on Saturday. But I thought one thing.
Yeah.
And it was, got to stop going off and trying to run as fast as I can at parkrun every week.
Right.
Just doesn't fit the plan.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit incongruous, isn't it? It's more of a, it's something you do for a laugh, but it's not part of any ultra training block that you'd recognise.
And it counts, you know, that I was saying to my daughter that if I run 20 minutes, well, sorry, if I run 5K as fast as I possibly can, then I know it for 3-4 days.
Whereas if
we go out, if I, you know, run to you, run around, get into double figures of miles at easy pace, I can do that.
Absolutely.
The body's expecting that. You know?
Yeah.
So, and it
and that's what you're going to be doing on the day, let's face it.
It taps into a much deeper kind of psychological, spiritual realization that I've had. But anyway, so I did the, it was really stressful in the run up to the start line of the Brighton Marathon because I was staying in this house out of town, sorting all my stuff out.
Yeah.
And I suddenly realized I had too much stuff. They've been there all weekend.
Yeah.
They have those see-through bags.
Yeah.
It's only me, so everything in the world has to go in a see-through bag or go with me.
Yeah.
And I realized I had too much stuff. I couldn't get it all in. I had to abandon, in the end, it said leave no trace, and I tried to leave no trace, but I'll be honest, at the start line of the Brighton Marathon, I actually left an empty rucksack and a jam jar.
Did you really?
I put them by the bin. Yeah. Hopefully they've been well and truly recycled.
All that last minute jam getting in before the race.
Yeah, that's my classic fueling. I do like a nice jar of jam.
Careful with dogs.
No, my jam jar is a good way of, I took my muesli with me and then put milk on it. I was staying with this nice lady's house, a bit out of town.
Yeah.
Cleverly booked a cab for Sunday morning. Didn't turn up.
Oh, nice. That's
like, they're like, it's really busy today because of the marathon. It's like,
That's why I booked it.
It did turn up. She gave me a lift, thank goodness. Alison, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alison.
She saved the day.
Yeah.
And then she went home and then the cab turned up. She was like, well, you are obviously of no use.
Yeah.
And I lost one thing in her car because of all this stuff that I was panicking about. It was my, it was the spoon.
Right.
So I had a nice jam jar full of muesli. Birchie muesli.
Just
that
eating it with your hands.
Drink this. And I think Brighton's just a lovely beginning. They're very easy. It has the kind of has the vibe of a smaller marathon. You know, the time thing, and you kind of wander. You don't wander. There's a plan.
Yeah.
But it's not, I didn't have to be there till 8:45.
Right.
And the waves come in, it just seems very sedate. And I think it's maybe because it's kind of grown.
Yeah.
But they said there was 20,000 people doing it on Sunday. So.
Well, that's enough, a lot. Isn't it? That's a lot for a small marathon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I was asking someone else at the gig, a comedian who lives in Brighton. I said, "What are you doing tomorrow?" He said, "Well, I can't do anything because the city's all choked up because of stupid marathon."
Stupid blaming marathon.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I set off.
Right. I got gold, silver, and bronze. Yeah.
And you know that I was really, really planning to go slow and steady, and not slow and steady, but like tempo steady.
Yeah.
And then carry on.
Yeah.
And. Did a good job of that at the beginning. It starts right up a hill. My foot was hurting like billy-o.
Right.
I had a wee very early on. I'd been for... Really, I think I need to sort out my plumbing, Paul. Because, honestly, my wee and more is... It's just such a big deal just for normal days, let alone marathon days.
Yeah.
I mean, I was quite well set. It was only because I'd been to the toilet... I'd been to the toilet and done a poo 3 times.
Right.
That's not necessary, is it, in life?
Well, it obviously
was. The story is like one first thing, one an hour later, and then one in the booth.
Also,
for ages, couldn't find a flush.
Yeah.
I was going to stand by it and say, don't go in. Don't go in there.
Yeah.
And then, not to mention, over 1,000 wees.
Right.
And I still had a wee a mile in. But that was good because it really took work not to not go flying off. Because I don't know about other people, but I never feel like I'm going fast.
No.
It always feels like
the marathon, marathons are quite seductive, aren't they?
Yeah. Very seductive is exactly the word.
Yeah.
But I did, I basically, there was the needle waggled, but I set the pace. And did I say to you, was it when we recorded? I think it was. I just suddenly realised I should put my... my runkeeper app telling me what my splits were and what my pace was.
Yeah.
And it was just great. It just tied in with hoovering up the miles. I had an idea of what was happening on any given mile.
So you set off pretty steady.
I set off pretty steady.
Yeah.
And saw Angela Barnes and Matt.
Nice.
Up near the beginning there, which is
ultra
lovely.
Hero, Matt.
And all the way through watching people, you know, that friendly vibe. So many nice people. I was actually recording the Running Chats Radio Hour when a friend who said online, "Oh, I saw you, Rob," you can hear her going, "Hey!" And we go, "Hey!" it's actually
that's
on
nice.
The tape.
Yeah.
And loads of that, loads of lovely people. And it's a good vibe. You'll have to do it one of these days.
I would love to do it, yeah.
And then the first, it's nicely broken down and they've rejigged the course quite nicely. But I've got another, I can tell you in this next sound file how
Let's
the first quarter went.
Hello, Running Commentary listeners. Hope you're getting this through the wind and signal saturation. 10K into Brighton Marathon, pushing the quarter waypoint. How's it gone so far? Well, lots of stress before the start line gradually sort itself out. We set off in beautiful weather, right on time. And I had a wee in my first mile, which is probably good because judging by my little splits, going slightly fast. Saw Angela Barnes and that. Good to see those guys. Something stuck to my foot. Oh, there it goes. And I dread to think what it was, guys. Never saw it. Talking of feet, it's time to admit that I've got a bad blister on my left foot. I've had it for ages. Hurts when I walk anywhere. It's not ideal, is it? And I was just talking to myself about it just then. I was saying to myself, it's not going to go away and it's not going to stop you. Might hurt more at times, might hurt less. It's always going to be there. The worst I felt it was when I stopped for a week and started again. So, lesson from that is don't stop. Okay, I'll talk to you again in a bit.
I think you can hear on there, it's just really, you can hear how nice it is. That on all my sound clips, you can hear like drums and people saying supportive things.
Obviously, I don't know what's in the sound clip, but I've heard it was a little bit windy on Sunday.
Yeah, I think people suffered with it. It was windy.
Yeah.
It was so windy the night before.
Right.
I was staying in the attic of this house I was in.
Yeah.
And it was honestly, it was like Wuthering Heights.
Right.
I thought Kathy was going to turn up at the window.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was spooky. Mm. And then getting out there, I kind of, and then the first 10K, the first quarter actually, up to about 7 miles, you don't get to the sea.
Right.
It's really nice. And then when it got to the sea, I thought it would really kick in. And there was... That was the windiest bit. And actually, as we went along the top of the cliffs there, it was like there was spray in the air, even though you're on top of the cliffs. There was sea spray coming in.
So it was one of those where fear of it was worse than the actual reality.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that bit is hilly, and the hilliness was definitely worse than the windiness.
Right.
And then you go inland and there's so many hairpins, you know, because it's all built to, you know, Brighton isn't big enough to have a 26.2 mile loop.
Yeah.
So it's a sequence of there and backs.
Right.
Which I think they every year they fine tune. So Ovingdean is good. You've gone out east, and then you go left up through the village and back down. And that back down towards the sea was easily the windiest bit. So the wind was blowing in off the sea.
Right.
And luckily, I think that's the only time you're doing that, running towards the sea with no buildings
nice.
In the way.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, don't get me wrong, we were buffeted.
Yes.
And I think that...
But it wasn't a headwind all the way. So.
No, not by any means. Yeah. It's too complicated for that. But also... Yeah. Any total respect to anyone else who felt like they were really windblown.
Yeah.
But I was also very much geared up for it not to be, just for it not to be that easy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So the fact it was just an ingredient rather than the rules have been changed.
Yeah.
You know, that made it better.
Were you running with anyone or any group sort of thing? Or
no,
did you
feel that? I was in between the 3:45 and the 4-hour pacers, but
right.
I also... We were going out in waves.
Right, okay.
So if I'd caught the 3:45 paces, I'd have been going much too fast.
Right.
Like more than 10 minutes too fast.
Right.
Anyway, and I never saw the others again. They were actually, I did see one of the 4-hour paces running off for a wee.
Right.
And then running, and then later on much further back. And then heard the voice then saying, oh, is that the 4-hour paces walking?
Yeah.
No, they're running again now. So I'm not sure if the 4-hour paces had their best race.
Had a bit of a downer, yeah.
And then much later on, jumping ahead here, but I got, I had a moment, there was a guy running and I thought that he was racing me.
Yeah.
He's a young guy.
Yeah.
And he just kept running past me and then really suffering and dropping back past me. And I just wanted to say to him, but I didn't want to tell him off. I wanted to say, you need to slow down. This is,
just,
you know,
we're
only at 18.
Yeah, yeah. Steady wins a race.
Yeah, and he had his hands on his hips and he was going, but every time I came past him, he'd come running past. I gradually realized that he was with a friend who was going really steady.
Right.
Okay. I think he was holding to try and stay with him.
Right.
But
okay.
the other guy wasn't as fit as the friend. And it was, I just think you just need to let it go. And it would be better if they'd agreed beforehand. To, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw the fast guy at the end. He came zooming in. I hope his friend did okay. He was just, it was like someone.
It's a real test of a friendship, isn't it? Running a marathon with him.
Yes.
Especially if you're not experienced.
That's right. Yeah. And also we were talking about fancy dress and doing it in groups. It's just really hard for anyone to pace along with someone else if it isn't the same pace.
Whether
you're the slow one or the fast one, you know, it's just changing the pace you want to run is a tough one. And he was like running like a kid who's just learned to ride a bike. It's just really exhausting.
Yeah, you're going to waste a lot of energy doing that. Yeah.
Do you want to hear what, you can't hear this right now, but do you want to hear what went on around the halfway point?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Pretty windy out here on the front, so sorry if the sound quality on this is bad, but I'm just past the halfway point, and it's really great, Ali. It's sunny, it's breezy. I think the wind isn't too bad, though. The worst of it was when we were running straight towards the sea through the valley, so... Yeah, that is some kind of crosswind, I don't mean it's flying, it's not too bad. Anyway, we're going really steady down the first half in 1 hour 55, averaging 8:45, 8:50 miles. I did the eighth mile in 8 minutes, which is a mistake. But I did the 11th mile, maybe the 12th mile in 10 or something, it's a couple of hills then. So it's all balancing out quite nicely, feeling quite steady as a result. But of course, we're only halfway, so we're only about a quarter of the way.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying just then, is that I think I was worried about being steady and metronomic, but I was more worried about it even... I was doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes...
She felt fairly strong through halfway.
A couple of times... Yeah, exactly. And a couple of times it said, oh, your current pace is 8 minutes. I thought, oh, no, I've just run an 8-minute mile.
Right.
But that was a misunderstanding. That's just the pace exactly the speed.
Moment.
So I thought I'd run an 8-minute mile at 8 and at 19. But I hadn't.
Right.
I think my fastest mile of the whole lot was about 8:15.
Right, okay.
And there were a lot of 8:30 to 9-minute miles.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
And, yeah, so that was good. And the way they've recombobulated the course is just great. They're just finding new things.
Yeah.
So that the difficult stuff is closer and closer to the end.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So for me, the three times of doing it,
yeah,
there's this moment when you come off at Hove Lagoon where 2 years ago,
yeah,
I had about another 6 miles to go and I needed an ambulance.
Yeah.
Then last year I felt better, but I still had 3-4 miles to go. And then this year I got there and thought, well, I feel fine. And we're at mile 24.
Great.
So,
perfect. Yeah.
And of course, the other side of that is it's all a fiction. If you're always going to feel tired at 17 miles into a marathon.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter where it is on the map.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's still, it's just ways to play with it in your mind. Yeah. They made great use of Madeira Drive. Do you know Madeira Drive in Brighton?
No.
If you go out east of the pier, it's the like staying at sea level.
All right, okay.
Out towards the marina. There's the electric railway there.
Nice.
And they had a 2 mile there and back there.
Right.
Which they haven't had before. So it was just a really good...
Nice and flat.
Claim 2 hours here on the flat.
Yeah.
Big crowds at the Brighton end of it. Not,
brilliant.
As I say, not easy, really. You're like, oh, good, this is it. We can just take this. It's like, oh, gosh. Yeah, but it's still...
yeah.
It's still the...
A little bit like the out and back in York, but with spectators sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And flat as well, which is good. And... it really made it better. It meant that we kind of came through the middle of town between, it was like from, I don't know, like 17 to 20.
Yeah.
Was the first time you got right down the front, went past the biggest crowds, went past the start. And that's just a really good time to get there. And the big out and back in Hove, which is always going to be a massive challenge. It's long, slightly uphill. There's a big crowd at the end of it. But the support up there was amazing. And you were that close to the end. It just was a bit more inspiring, you know?
Yeah, nice.
And really nice. But the bands and people giving out orange wedges and stuff like that. Okay. Just going into the last quarter. Just about to start the second half. Long-term listeners will know what I'm talking about. It's simply, it's rubber. I am between 19 and 20 miles. And I'm on the long hairpin in Hove. It's a long way out. It's a long way back. But to be fair, every year, the course of the Brighton Marathon stays the same in essence, but is gently rejigged to hoover up more miles earlier on to make the back straight easier. Listen, I'll explain it properly to Paul and you'll hear it then. Meanwhile, I'll get you up to finish, okay?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, and
so it seems like you didn't have a bad patch as such?
Not really, no. Right. I felt it get difficult there. And I think around then, around 22, 23, was when I thought about how it's nothing to do with my blisters. It's just about being tired, you know.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, I thought that I really wanted to cut. I had a sort of daydreaming, but whilst being realistic about it, about getting to 23 and putting my... I was using music really hard, lots of songs. It was all about the music. And I was thinking of putting on my Parkrun Bangers playlist and really going for it.
Right,
yeah. And I thought, you can't do it for 3 miles, do it for a mile, you know. And then when I got to mile 24, as I say, it was kind of... felt shorter than... I hadn't run as far to get there. Once you get there to the end, obviously, it's the same distance, but it hadn't taken as much hove to get there, you know. Mm. And I was pretty done by then. But it was because I just ran steady, ran steady, steady. And steadier even than I thought. I thought I was fading off really badly. I did one... My slowest mile was 10 and a half.
Right.
And that was the 25th mile.
Yeah.
So I went faster again after that. And I never... I went for a fair few wees, but I never did anything other than run.
Yeah.
And...
oh, well, that's great.
And then the finish is quite tough because it's long. You've got...
Because there's a bit of a... Did you see the Twitter... The Twitter trauma, worry.
Oh, no, tell it.
Well, no, because people were following you, an old, good old friend.
Oh, yeah, no, I know about this.
Hutch saw that your chip wasn't moving at 40K.
Yeah, I had this from
the studio.
What's happening? No, that's right. I had to message
what's you. What's going on?
It was a shame, really, even that fiction gets in people's heads, because it was exactly wrong. I so didn't wipe out at 40K. I did exactly the opposite. I would just bop, 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 and that was the one I was going for. So it was typical, though. I mean, the mobile saturation up there is incredible.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Brighton always does come up against its own... its
popularity.
Its size, you know.
Yeah.
But, I just kept on coming.
Brilliant.
And the finish of all the finishes, it's quite difficult. The bit in that Hove is a long way, right? So you've got to get to the end. You've got to wait a minute. I've only just got to the end of the beach when I get to that building that's half a mile down there.
Right.
And it got a little bit like a bad dream. Along there was a lot of people at the seaside who didn't really know about the marathon. And there weren't really any fences. At one point, it's just loads of people around, like sitting outside pubs. And we went left behind this cafe, and there was a wall like this, like on a building site. And it was, you know, when you have a marathon stress dream.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, that's a bit of a shame. Yeah. And then the actual finish line is quite a tough one. I prefer the way you come around the corner at London is amazing.
Yeah, of course.
And the way, and even though the hill's a nightmare, the way the hill chunks down the last mile at York
It's great.
Is really good.
Yeah.
In Brighton, you think, well, I'm there now. And then you see it and you're like, it's still so far away.
Right.
And it's good because the crowds get really big. You've got to put your foot down.
Yes.
But it must be... it's like if you could see in London, if you could see the finish line from the beginning of Birdcage Walk.
Right.
You know what I mean? You've got several hundred metres to get to.
Right, yeah.
And that's pretty...
one of those tantalising finishes.
Yes,
one of those
exactly.
It's never getting any closer sort of finishes.
And then I did it. I came in... there must be one more bit of me on the course, so let's get that before we come in. This is Steve, play file 5. Or is it 7? Play file 2. 5, definitely 5.
Well, quite tight now. I mean, it's a bit windy because I'm by the sea and you never be the waves crashing, but that's all good. It means I've made the last turn and I'm heading for home about a mile and a half out. It's just amazing, wonderful how each year these guys have slightly improved the course, and this bit is a bit less known. That's been my experience of the Brighton Marathon has gone along with that accordingly. So every year when I turn off from for Hove Lawns, I feel not Hove Lawns, that's optimistic. Hove Lagoon. Every year when I turn off Hove Lagoon, I am about 3 miles closer and about a significant percentage fitter than the year before. Having said that, I've already broken. There's the 25 mile mark. If I want to run the last one fastest, I better go. And wish me luck.
And then I came in and, oh, look at that heron flying up. It's big. It's going to have you. It's going to take you. And, I did it. My last voice in my ear said I'd run 26 miles, right?
Yeah.
But it was slightly, just because I'd gone over the start line, it was just about, I had a couple of hundred meters ahead of every mile post.
Right.
With her saying, time.
Yes.
2 hours. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Anyway, the last one said, time. 3 hours, 57 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, all I've got to do is get over there. But I was still obviously 0.2 of a mile,
right,
plus
right.
a couple of 100 meters, and I was yeah. like, I've got to do it in like a minute and a half. Anyway, I didn't, and I put my foot down. I went well, and yeah. as I said, at that time I thought I'd massively slowed down. I had slowed down, but I mean, of course I was going to slow
down. People slowed down.
I'm not a negative split guy.
Yeah,
and I came in something like, it was 4 hours 1 minute 17 seconds.
Right.
So going back to those gold, silver, bronzes. It's technically bronze, but that is not the case. It was gold. Yeah, I ran the marathon I wanted to run, and really the whole...
It was more about feeling, wasn't it?
Exactly.
It's more about the feeling that so that we sort of...
It's more than a feeling.
It's established that we wanted from it, just more feeling strong.
Feeling, exactly. And
just
it's
feeling
the pace
strong
of it.
About it.
And,
yeah.
and
yeah.
going steady all the way and coming yeah. in at around 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah,
And
totally,
the ultimate test of that is like, that's right, Rob, around 4 hours, let
yeah,
it
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Is
it wasn't really
said,
a tempo.
I was saying, oh, is it going to be 55, is it going to be 59, 4, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't matter. No,
and because there's another truth to that, you know, the absolute summary of the marathon is that I'm really pleased. I did exactly what I wanted, and could I have run it faster than that? Maybe
yeah,
not.
Who knows? Maybe,
who knows?
Probably. It's who knows? But it wasn't about that.
I definitely yeah. could have run it yeah. worse than that.
Yeah, but it's like it was a marathon in the context of prep for the 100K,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
it? And so you're gonna go bang into the middle of a 100K. Sort of schedule.
Well,
is that the
yeah,
idea?
Actually, I'm going to go into block 3 of 4.
Right.
In a week or so. So
yeah,
I
yeah,
get
yeah.
to recover.
Have a bit
from
of a, have a bit of a.
And then it kind of fits where I'm at anyway. So
right.
yeah, I'll be following their training schedule.
And what is their sort of training schedule base? What sort of the basics?
Well, the fourth week is always a bit of a taper.
Right.
There's a yeah. there'll be a bit of hill work on a Monday, and maybe a progression or intervals. On it, whatever they are on right. a, I know what they are on a yeah. Wednesday,
right?
And then the rest of it, you just sort of, it's a lot like my life. You run different distances at easy pace,
yeah.
5-6 days a week.
Yeah,
I think the big, the peak, training, two things are. There's a little bit of high mileage on consecutive days,
yeah,
like we both favour,
little
but
bit
not much. I mean,
yeah.
we would often do more. And there's one 50K run.
Yeah. Okay. And that's for 100K training.
That's 100K
training. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to be comparing that schedule with my diary and writing.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
it,
yeah.
But
yeah.
it will definitely be my model. But
I'm surprised there's intervals there, actually. I'm surprised there's anything like that.
Well, don't
that.
Worry. They won't be on mine.
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah.
I mean, no, that's great, we're in showbiz. We have enough of intervals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
But also, just the absolute realization of I really need to let go of running fast. And it's all good. It's all fitness. I'm repurposing. I'm ultraing.
Yeah.
Brighton went well. The parkrun conclusion. And then later in the year, like we've said before, but later in the year, I'll come back. You know, at the moment, I'm on, what, like 21, 17 parkruns.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, I could take that down. Maybe I can get under 21 minutes again. I've got to completely let that go.
Yeah, yeah.
And come
yeah.
October,
yeah, yeah,
maybe I can run a 3:30 marathon. Come the end of the year, maybe
yeah, yeah.
I can get a 20-something park run. But maybe I won't and I never will again.
Yeah, yeah.
What I have
fine.
To do
that's
now
okay.
is be really cool about entirely letting that go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
not just trying to keep it ticking over, let it go.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's not important.
It's not important.
Especially when you're training for an ultra.
Yeah.
And those are the things, as we've seen from so many people who send us in their PBs, those are the kind of things that you can tick off when you're doing good training for a marathon. You
yeah.
just sort of secondary effects kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, they just kind of happen.
Yeah.
And I'll totally be going for that, but it's
yeah.
just a really nice
yeah, yeah, yeah.
lesson
well,
in being cool, really.
Yeah, running a bit more to feel, isn't it? Because
yeah.
that's what ultras are, really, isn't it? You're running
yeah.
to feel.
And the kind of ego and pace of it, you know, like when I've done runs, we've done runs where you come in at what is obviously a fantastically respectable time, like something like, you know, a couple of them have been like sort of 3:59 or
yeah.
one of the 3:45 in New York. And people say, that's a great time, well done. And I'm like, oh, I've done faster. You
yeah,
should
yeah.
know that I've done faster. It's like, let it go, Rob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
so this
yeah.
4:01, it's like,
it's fine.
It's
great. Fine.
It's
fine.
Better
it's about feeling.
It's
a
win.
It was about not feeling broken at the end of a marathon,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That's right.
You know? No, that sounds great, mate.
And
perfect.
It was really lovely, once again, for everyone out there. All the people at the gigs were so nice. It was
yeah.
actually, you know, audiences who were into it, supportive about the marathon. Marathon
nice.
Runners in the audience.
Nice. Yeah.
Running commentary fans out on the course, people
right.
I know, people I've never met.
Nice.
Other charity runners, Parkinson's runners. It's the closest thing to London for feeling like a party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great. Great.
And that was great. And talking of London, a lot of people enjoyed that London Landmarks half.
Yes.
I think that
yeah.
was a windy one as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a youngster who's club that we've got microphones on. Either that or he's part pirate. So that's, you know, we're having a very exciting time. We're on slightly different schedules right
yes.
now. But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
thrills, isn't it? I mean, it's yeah. there is, going back to what I was saying last week, spring, there's just so much going on.
It has, yeah.
Julia's
yeah.
still recovering from her, you know, she's so much better, but she's not better.
Right, she's not better.
No, and it's a good, it's important to remember that, you know.
Yeah,
you can't,
yeah.
You can't rush recovery.
Yeah.
That is something to bear
yeah.
in mind.
Well, that's something I've got to think about. I mean, I don't even know the criteria, really, over the next couple of days in terms of, you know, I really don't know. It's that thing of, like, our relationship to pain and strange experiences as a runner. It's like, I obviously like running long distances and the pain of that.
Yes.
And it's sort of part of that's to do with childhood stuff and you're working through stuff and it's a bit spiritual and
yep.
you just know that space. This is a familiar space.
Yeah, it's a meditative
space.
And
I like it. There's some healing going on there. There's some confronting. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
But that space of, like, I'm already in pain and every step's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't know if I'm up for that.
Well, let's look at it from the other side. And this is just, I'm just offering this. Don't take it as, I'm not someone online saying, go on, be fine. But it could be that it's the other way around. You know, I do think sometimes you coming up for a big thing like this, it's healthy to have one specific concern to really worry about.
Yeah, yeah. To
put all
it
your
context.
Fears into it.
You've got
to try and project back to before you fell. And see how you were feeling about it then. How you know, it's easy to rate that as, well, I was fine, I was going to be great. I think you'd have got to here anyway and been thinking, oh, how fit am I? You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
A couple of weeks ago, we were walking up here and you were pointing out that the whole dialogue is that you have to be amazing, but really, you've just got to be able to do it, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you
yeah.
reminded me, and this is part of my mind thing, how fit I got myself through fear.
Yeah.
For the Race to the Stones.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
it was a, you know, high-end performance. And that was just me trying to get round.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe yeah. it's just that some of this concern about your injury and how it's going to be is that it's just marshalling all your concern, thank you, Marshall, into one place. And maybe that in turn is useful.
Yeah, maybe.
And you'll get there and it will be okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you've got a lot of power to take there. You have trained with the pack.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've
yeah,
got
yeah.
the distance. It might yeah. balance out.
Yeah.
The other you, the fit trained you, might be strong enough to carry the injured you.
Yeah.
Not literally carry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't do that. You'd need two of you for
that. I think I'm just going to have to put a weighted rucksack on the next couple of days and just see how it feels.
Yeah.
You know? Just call that.
Well, plan a route where the run finishes at A&E.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because, you know, it's like, I've chatted to people who've done it, and they said there's no way you want to be injured on the start line of Marathon de Sable.
Yeah.
It's like, but, you know, if I'd just got a little...
It's like trying to cook a burnt turkey on Christmas Day.
Well, it's just done already, isn't it? You messed up already. But, you know, you're bound to get injured. You know, it's often injuries happen during these events and
yeah.
stuff. I get
yeah.
that. So I'll just have to make the call, you know.
Yeah. And but when? Because it's going to be soon. Sometime in the next 36 hours.
Yeah, sometimes in the next 36 hours. I'm sorting the bag out and, you know, trying to make it weigh as less as possible. And at some point, I'm going to put it on my back and have a little trot out and see how it feels. And if it's all realistic, then I'm going to do it, you know.
It's a little bit bewildering because you said I'm sorting the bag out. And as you said it, there's bagpipes.
Yeah.
There's a woman over there playing bagpipes to some children.
Sort the bagpipes
She's
out.
Sorting the bag
yeah.
out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But thanks to people of, you know, I've had a lot of good
advice and support.
Yeah, just advice from running commentary a lot. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And just support. You know, a lot of
yeah,
people,
just support.
It's really
yeah.
nice when people say, "Listen, I don't know what to say, but I'm feeling you."
Yeah,
they
yeah.
say, "Feeling you, brah."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm slightly
yeah, yeah.
rephrasing there. That's me.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long way from ideal, but you know, that's part of the. That's part of the drama, isn't it? Not everything's ideal all the time.
No, that's know, right. That's how you know, this... that's why, you know, that goes back to that old conversation when people say, I've lost my mojo, I wanted to do this, I had to do that. It's running versus life.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you've got to take the versus out of that. Running and running
yes.
is...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
...exists as a subset of life. It's yeah. a function of life.
Yeah.
And life is change. Life is chaos.
Yeah.
But you know, steady.
And it's the daily. It's you know the long day of the Marathon des Sables takes people between the fittest 10 hours, the people who walk 34 hours, mm-hmm. and the people in the middle, you know, around 15-16 hours.
Yeah. So that's the longest day long can time. Take longer than the day.
Yeah, that's a long time, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Do you know? If you're not feeling, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I guess hope, as long as this isn't some kind of trip. I mean, I still can't see her. Oh, thank goodness she's over there. I think these...
Some sort of Braveheart moment.
Did she play bagpipes whilst... Oh, no, someone else is playing. I found a bagpiper. Let's go and see the piper.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, keep in touch with me in a saddest...
Well, obviously, if I'm not there, then we'll do a
this time next week. We'll go for a lovely run. That'd be great.
Yeah, totally,
but if
yeah.
not, you know, you just
if
have
not,
to
I'll
tell
be away.
Us what's going
yeah.
on. And
I'll be away. I'll
we've
be
got some. I think there were a couple of. There were some PBs this weekend, definitely.
Yeah.
But we'll collate them over the next couple of weeks. But I feel like it's. Again, it's not really a PB vibe. Even one of the people who got a PB was like, oh, I didn't get my target time, but I got this.
Yeah.
And someone else was saying, ran a really good race, but was saying it's not. I'm not as fast as I used to be, but this was a really well-paced race. You know,
it's all right.
So we're all dealing with
it's all right.
Hardship.
Let it go.
This is absolutely
let
fantastic.
It go. So I've got. I mean, well, I suppose I've got to decide whether to let go of the idea of running the majority, or just let go of the whole thing, and what
yeah.
both mean. You know,
that's the question. What yeah. am I going to let go of?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. Well, here's to it.
Yeah, man. Nice.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.